Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3, beginning at verse number 1. The book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 1 and following. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. I'm going to talk about, and Satan said. Amen. And Satan said. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You know, to even address what Satan says, you have to realize what a despicable character he is. Amen. You have to really see the arrogance in Satan. And I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Satan is a spirit and he will occupy in us any place that is available open to him. But the mind cannot wrap around the arrogance of Satan. Satan said. And the reason that I find it such a display of total arrogance, because when we look at Scripture, Brother Spurlock, Genesis 1 and 3, God said. Genesis 1 and 6, and God said. Genesis 1 and 9, and God said. Genesis 1 and 11, and God said. Genesis 1 and 14, and God said. Genesis 1 and 20, and God said. Genesis 1 and 24, and God said. Genesis 1 and 26, and God said. Genesis 1 and 29, and God said. Genesis 2 and 17, and God said, Of every tree in the garden you may eat, but of the tree that is in the midst of the garden you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, it's quite clear what God said. And then the arrogance of Satan to say, Ye shall not die. Well, let's just look at Satan, the chief of fallen spirits, the grand adversary of God and man. Satan, and you know, I think about Satan, and I really believe that. And you know that Satan was in heaven. And Satan got kicked out of heaven. And so Satan knows that we shall occupy what he once had. And I think Satan's ticked off. Amen, amen. He's been kicked out and we're coming in. And so now Satan says, I'm going to make sure that as many as I can will not go to heaven. But I want you to know that God has a plan. Amen. And Satan is already a defeated foe. Amen. But I want us to understand about Satan. For there are still people who are listening to Satan. Even in the first family. And there were those in a perfect environment. Now let me tell you something, folk. Number one, a perfect environment will not make a perfect heart. Amen. Everything can be perfect and you still will follow after Satan if you listen to him. For Satan is the grand deceiver. His job is to fool folk. And then Eddie Thomas said, not only will he fool folk, but then make folk act a fool. But when we understand about Satan, then we can learn not to listen to him. Amen. Christ gives a fundamental description of the moral nature of Satan in calling him the evil one in Matthew 13, 19, and in verse 38. Moral evil is the basic attribute of Satan. Satan is the very embodiment of evil. Amen. Christ's words in John 8:44 gives the fullest statement of Satan's moral character. Listen what Jesus said. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Why? Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of the lie. So my point number one, look at your neighbor and say, number one, don't believe a word that Satan says. Amen. Satan is the ruler of a powerful kingdom that is standing in opposition to the kingdom of God. Amen. Matthew 12:26. Amen. Satan exercises authority in two different realms. Stay with me. He is the head of a vast organization of spirit beings. His angels. Now, I want you to get this. His angels. And see, when we think about angels, we forget that Satan was an angel. And when he was kicked out of heaven, he took a third of the angelic force with him. So Satan has angels. Amen. Matthew 25 and verse number 41. Why don't you just turn that? We might do a little Bible study as well. Matthew 25 and verse number 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Yeah, he has angels. Amen. And they are as real, amen, as your being in this room. Satan, as the, quote, prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:21, skillfully directs an organized host of wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Please get this, my brothers and sisters. This is a spiritual battle. Let me tell these folks. This is a spiritual battle. Amen. We look at what's going on in the natural, and you fail to realize there's someone behind all the things that are going on. Amen. It is a spiritual battle, and it is manifesting in the natural, but you got to know there's something behind what you see going on. Amen. 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 Point two. Say point two. The battle cannot be fought using human resources. The fact that it is a spiritual battle, you need to fight a spiritual warfare. Amen. You see, you've already lost if you're going in trying to fight him with his weapons. Amen. The only weapons that we have, amen, are the weapons of the kingdom. We'll get there in a minute. Amen. The battle cannot be fought using human resources. Satan also exercises dominion over the world of lost humanity. He is the prince of this world. Amen. When Adam committed high treason, he turned over the dominion into this world. Amen. Amen. And folks sometimes wonder how come things going on. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's a devil loose. Amen. And his purpose is he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. And he is effective at what he does. Amen. We fail to realize that he knows what he's doing. He's had enough time to perfect his art. The evil world's system, which he organized upon his principles. And Paul addressed this. Boy, I feel like preaching. Paul addressed this in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. Paul said, but if our gospel be hid, and that's why, you know, I don't care how you preach. You can have preachers that will hoop. You can have preachers that are intellectuals. You can have preachers that are so articulate. Does not matter how they present it. You will have folk that will just look at you. Amen. Amen. It is as if for everything they're saying is just going on. And you wonder how come. How come folk don't get it? How come you don't know there's a devil loose? Paul addressed that. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. The gospel is hid to them that are lost. And now, we have to understand how come it's lost to them. Verse 4 tells us, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. That's why folk can sit in here, they can listen, look, and it doesn't mean a thing to them because their minds have been blinded by the evil one because of what he said. Amen. 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 John the Revelator said in 1 John chapter number 5, verse 19, the whole world lies in wickedness. The power that he holds over men, he holds by virtue of usurpation. Amen. Amen. The scripture said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. What Satan has done, he has taken another man's property. All this belonged to the Lord. It began with him. And the Lord Jesus came back to snatch it. I'm going to make myself happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But I want to, point three. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Point three. The light. Come on. The light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ will open blinded minds. Amen. That's why I tell preachers, just keep on preaching. Amen. If they look at you like you crazy, keep on preaching. If it seems like they don't know how to say amen, keep on preaching. Amen. If it looks like they want you to sit down, that's when you need to preach the hardest. Amen. 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 Satan is engaged in a worldwide and age-long struggle against God, ever seeking to defeat the divine plans of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants to defeat the plans of grace toward mankind and to seduce men to evil and to their ruin. His primary method is that of deception. We see that played out in our text. Amen. He is shrewd. Amen. When you think of Satan coming to you in a red suit, with a pitchfork and a fork. If you saw somebody coming that looked like that, you would have to worry. You know there's something wrong with him. But you know how Satan looks? Look in the mirror. He'll ride in on anyone who will allow them. Right. Amen. Tell your neighbor, Satan is a hitchhiker. He's a hobo. Yeah, amen. He rides in on us. You wonder how come stuff happens in the church? It's because somebody bought him in. people wondering, they're all up in arms. I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on. Somebody let Satan in. Can you imagine? The scripture tells us that Adam and Eve are in a perfect environment. They have need for nothing. And here comes Satan. And Satan said, has God said? He knows how to get to you. He knows how to deceive you. He will make you unhappy when you've got the best of everything that's going on. Now, I want you to get this, my brothers and sisters. You have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It cannot get any better than that. Woo! He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. Now, if he tells me I am his own, what can Satan say? Satan was the deceiver of Adam and Eve. Satan said, ye shall not surely die. Don't you know that what God said from Genesis to Revelation, it is irrevocable. If God said it, he'll cause it to come to pass. I don't know how we think we can overrule what God has said. Now, part of the problem here with the woman is she didn't appreciate what she had. And that's part of our problem. We don't appreciate what we have. Notice how he worked her. Listen what he said. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods. They already were like God. They were made in the likeness. Talk to me, somebody. And the image of God. They were like God. They couldn't see what they had. You got folk today, you don't see what you have. When you're in a relationship with God, it don't get no better than that. I don't care what they tell you. Get a hit of this, a drink of this. It can't get any better than what God has for you. I find it interesting. You know, if you think about how Satan operates, and Satan said to God, doth Job fear God for naught? He's going to tell God that the only reason that Job is serving you is for what you're doing for him. And you know, you got some folk that believe that. Amen. But if you don't have two dimes to rub together, if you got the Lord in your life, you are better off than those that have everything and nothing. That's why the psalmist said, I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. When you got God, you got it. Amen, amen, amen. God will be with you through the end. There are those that say, well, you know, God will be right with us right up to the end. No, God will be with us through the end. Because when we leave this life, God will ferry us over to the next life. Only God can do that. Doth Job fear God for naught? God said, you can take what he's got. He'll still serve me. And you still got folk that I don't care what they lose, they will still serve God. Because they know that all of their help comes from the Lord. Amen. You know, I start thinking that when God said, there are 9 times in Genesis 1 and where God said. Now, when you think about those 9 times that God said, at what point can't the church get it? Amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Amen. God has spoken. Amen. Let the church say amen. So let it be. God, you said it. We have learned how, if God said it, that's all there is to it. But you see, folk are still listening at Satan. Can I have about another 2 or 3 minutes? And Satan said, amen, he said it to the police. Amen. He tells the police, some of the police, and I know they got Brother Johnson, I ain't talking about you. He says to the police, you don't need to take any mess off of them folk. Show them who's the boss. And Satan said, amen. You got the uniform. You got the gun. You got the gun. Show them who you are. Because Satan said. It'd be just as easy to talk to folk like they got sense. Amen. Amen. But you see, when Satan tells you, amen, you don't want to take no stuff. Satan says, take your AR-15 and kill somebody. That's what Satan tells you to do. But if we listen at the Lord, amen, the Lord said, you just love them anyhow. They might treat you despiteful, but you love them anyhow. Don't you know that's the way the Lord Jesus dealt with us? Amen. He loved us into the kingdom. Amen. It's because of the great love that he had that he loved us into the kingdom. I don't know about you, but I thank him today that while we were yet sinners, he loved me enough to die for me. I don't know about you, but every time I think about what he paid for my salvation, and he didn't have to do it. When we think about it, amen, there were a third of the angelic force, amen, that were kicked out with Satan, but it left 2/3 still there. And so he had enough folk to praise him. But he came down just for. Well, John 12 and 31, the judgment of this world, amen. We think about the cross was God's judgment on this world. Amen. What made this? Y'all turn there. You're looking at me. I want you to see this. John chapter number 12 and verse number 31. And I'll get out of your hair. Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the judgment. Let me say it again. Now is the judgment of this world. By the way, this is Jesus speaking. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Even Jesus acknowledges the fact that this world right now, Satan is in control. But don't you see the rest of it? Amen. You can't stop at 31. You got to go to 32. And if I be lifted up. We'll draw all men. Amen. Christ is going to do that. Well, when did he do it? When he went to Calvary, when he put Satan in his place. Yeah, he was lifted up from the earth. Listen to what Jesus said, I will draw all men. One of the things that I love about it, when he says all men, he's talking about all men. Amen. White folk, black folk, fat folk, skinny folk, ugly folk, pretty folk, I'll draw all men unto me. I don't know whether you can appreciate it or not, but God already has.
has spoken. So let the church say, amen. God, you're a good God. Worthy to be praised. Amen. You love me so much. How much did you love me, Jesus? You put a cross on your shoulder. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You went up a hill called Golgotha. They nailed your hands and they riveted your feet. They stretched you wide and they dropped to left. You died. He died for me. But I'm so glad he didn't stay dead. Y'all got to excuse me. He didn't stay dead. He goes, hey, Sunday morning. He died.
Has some power, but Satan's power is limited and it's coming to an end. Have I got a witness? I'm almost done. I want you to see this. Amen. Because the Bible says that before the end of time, Satan is going to have to be put in his place. Have I got a witness here? Come here, Larry. You're going to help me. Amen. Satan's got to be put in his place. What the Lord Jesus is going to do. Well, you're not the devil, but I want you to be my devil. I want you to bow down. Get down on your knees. The Bible said every knee is going to bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lamb of God. After Satan bows down, Jesus is going to take him and put him in the pit. Have I got a witness? The fire that's going to burn forever and forever. Thank you, my devil. Get up here now. God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. Have a good and praise him. Every now and then, you ought to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know sometimes we are so cute, we can't say thank you. But if God has been good to you, you ought to say thank you. You might be going through trials and tribulations. It might not seem like you got a thing to praise him for. I don't know about you, but I'll say thank you. You woke me up this morning. I'll say thank you. You started me on my way. God is a good God. Yes, he is. You said to me, but Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. It does not matter what you're going through. If Christ be for you, who can be against you? He's all right. God says, if I'm on your side, everything is all right. My question to you is, do you know it? Have you tried? I don't know about you, but I tried it at the gates of hell. He's all right. He's all right. And I got a witness here. God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. Can I go out of this room? We think about the goodness of the Lord. Have I got a witness? The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas. He's established it upon the floods. Who shall? Who shall stand before him? Have I got a witness here? God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. I can hear him say, who is this King of glory? I don't know about you, but God is the King of glory. Old folks say he's bread when you're hungry. He's water in dry places. Who is the King of glory? I don't know about you, but I want you to know that if Christ be for you, but the walk of done can be against you. He is the King of glory. the very arrogance of Satan having anything to say after Christ has spoken. When he speaks, amen, we say when E.F. Hutton speaks. See, somebody don't know where I am on that. Come on, Brother Bruce, you tell him. When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. No, when Christ speaks, everybody better listen. Yeah. Christ said, it's all right. Amen. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare. I gotta quit. Amen. The arrogance of Satan trying to speak after God has spoken. Amen. You shall not surely die. If Christ has spoken, let the church. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Now.